In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. May I first express my gratefulness to being of the seminary for this opportunity to learn something of what's going on in the Lutheran Church of Missouri Synod. As a guest from the Church of Norway, I also really appreciate your invitation to me to enter this pulpit for the morning service this day. Thank you very much. The text this morning from St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians gives us a wonderful knowledge. When we read it or hear it, we can perceive St. Paul's insight into the mystery of Christ. And what a wonderful insight. This mystery, this secret was made clear to him by revelation, as well as it was made clear to St. Peter by revelation. The mystery is, we are fellow heirs, heirs of God, and fellow heirs not only with each other, but also fellow heirs with Christ Jesus. We are partakers of the promise of Christ Jesus through the gospel, together with a multitude which no man can number, from every nation, from all tribes and people and tongues. Even if this was not made known to other generations, and it was concealed to the people of the Old Testament history of Israel, we now can see how the Old Testament abounds with words which emphasize God desires all men to be saved. He wants people from all over the world to be partakers in the heritage, to enter the kingdom of God. Paul says that when the Old Testament was read before Jesus was born, a veil lay over their minds when they were reading and listening to the Old Testament. They could and would not see this dimension of mission of the Old Testament. But we now can see with unveiled face and can read with unveiled minds because of the Spirit who dwells upon us. Sometimes I really wonder what type of veil it is which has been a hindrance in our Lutheran history to see this mystery of mission as the very core of the Bible. But now I would like to share with you one verse from the Old Testament, from the book of Isaiah. The dynamics of mission is quite plain and clear in this verse. The Lord says, I am coming to get together all nations and tongues, and they will come and they will see my glory. They will come and see my glory, so says the Lord. Where will they come? You cannot imagine all people in the world entering Jerusalem. That is quite impossible. Something else has to be meant. I am first thinking of the day when Jesus Christ shall return, the day of the Lord. On that day, every human being shall see the glory of the Lord, his eternal glory. The children of God are longing for this day, and no human words can describe the eternal glory of Jesus Christ when he returns. And when we see Jesus coming in the clouds of heaven, it will be the fulfillment of what we read in the book of Isaiah. All people shall see the glory of the Lord. But that is not all. People from all nations, tribes and tongues shall see the glory of the Lord now, today. It is their right, their legitimate right know. As fellow heirs, it is their right to know about it today, as well as we know about it, so they can be partakers in the heritage through the gospel. And how shall people from all over the world see the glory of the Lord now? St. John says in chapter 1 in his gospel, "We have beheld his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father." And when John is talking about this, he doesn't mean to see, as you are watching a television program, forgotten the next hour. John said that he beheld the glory of Jesus the Lord. And the meaning of it is that he was involved in it. He was a part of it when Jesus Christ brought him into the kingdom of God. And this is not only for the apostles. All the people of God are involved in the glory of God. They are given the glory of God. Jesus prays for all those who have faith through the words of the apostles, and we are among those. And he says to his heavenly Father, "The glory which you have given to me, I have given to them." That means, as a forgiven sinner, the glory of Jesus is given to me. Of course, no one can see the glory from Jesus by looking at himself in a mirror. And we can wonder how and where this glory of the Lord is in us. It's a fact that we are sinners, and we do sin. We always have to underline this and never forget it. We are saved from our sins through the atonement of Jesus Christ. But even if we emphasize, as the Bible tells us to do, that we are sinners and are saved by faith alone, the Bible also tells us that Jesus has given us his glory, the glory he received from his Father. It's difficult to describe exactly in details what and how this is. When Jesus has given us his glory, it's not primarily an outward habit. Perhaps we could say it is the divine power which is displayed when I, faithful to Christ, is an ambassador for him, faithfully witnessing that he was put to death for our trespasses and raised for our justification. The power which is displayed is the power of the gospel. It is the power of the glory of the Lord. And this power is really power, because it creates the greatest miracle ever seen since the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The power creates faith within people. And that's a miracle. That's really a wonder. If people from all tribes, a nation and tongue shall see the glory of the Lord, no. We have to go to them. They do not come to us. People from all over the world will see this glory of the Lord and be involved in it when those who believe go to the end of the earth, preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ in every way it is possible. Then it will happen just what the Lord said through Isaiah: "They will see my glory." This is a task of the Church of Christ. This is what it all is about, the mission of God. Go to the end of the earth, preach the gospel, that people may see the glory of the Lord. Perhaps someone will suffer when he goes. Even if the glory of the Lord dwells upon us, this life is not a success in human eyes. But even if the ambassadors of Christ must suffer, The glory of the Lord is unmistakable. The Church of Christ is growing, also when the children of God are suffering. Go therefore to the end of the earth. Let all the nations hear the gospel. Then they will see the glory of the Lord through you. There is no other way the Lord has decided to tell the people from all over the world, you are partakers in the heritage through the gospel. Let them hear it. Amen.